So we start with the four doors. So with each symbol, there's something for us to do. There's a practice for us to do. And I'll highlight it, because Geshe is explaining to us. So what do the four doors symbolize? They symbolize the four doors of liberation. The four doors of liberation. So this means there are four different types of wisdom realizations. Four different types of wisdom realizations. These are explained for those of you who wish to have more detail. They're explained in Essence of Vajrayana and also according to Sutra in Ocean of Nectar, three doors. These four wisdom realizations are the four doors through which we can enter the path to liberation. So this is wonderful to understand. These four wisdom realizations, symbolized by the four doors, are the doorway through which we enter the path to liberation. They are four basic understandings or knowledge that are methods for attaining permanent liberation from suffering. How wonderful if we can think this when we enter through the door, that each doorway symbolizes a wisdom realization, ultimate truth, a wisdom realization that is the method by which we enter the path to liberation. So the four doors have the same symbolism as Haruka's four faces. So those of you who are very familiar with Buddha Haruka, Buddha of compassion, he has four faces. So the symbolism, when you look up in Essence of Vajrayana book, look under the meaning of Haruka's four faces, and you will find this teaching. The four doors have the same symbolism as Haruka's four faces. So what do they teach us? So listen carefully. What do they teach us? They teach us if we want to attain permanent liberation from suffering, we must enter the four doors. That is, develop four wisdom realizations that understand emptiness, the ultimate nature of things, ultimate truth. Understanding directly the way things actually exist. So, the four doors of perfect realization, of perfect liberation, if we look them up in Essence of Vajrayana, are emptiness, signlessness, wishlessness, and non-production. But what we really need to understand is there is one door to perfect peace. One door. Emptiness. Ultimate truth. The reason why four doors are explained is with respect to the basis of emptiness. There's just one door, emptiness itself, ultimate truth. So Venerable Geshe-la teaches us, he says, the four doors therefore teach us the spiritual path, realization of ultimate truth, emptiness, Buddha's uncommon teaching. Whenever we see any of the four doors, immediately they teach us, if I really want to attain permanent liberation from suffering, I must realize ultimate truth. I must enter one of the four doors of liberation. So Geshe-la says, then the four doors will always remind us. Whenever we enter, so this is now what we need to do, and if we haven't been doing this up to now, now's a wonderful time to start. Whenever we enter through the door, we should imagine, I am now entering the gateway, the doorway to liberation. What a wonderful practice. Sometimes we're entering this temple many times a day. If every time we enter the temple, we think this, I am now entering the gateway, the doorway to liberation, because this doorway represents a special wisdom realizing ultimate truth. This will create a special imprint or potential. So if you think this every time you go through the door, I am entering the gateway, the pathway, doorway to liberation, through the door to peace, ultimate truth. This will create a special imprint or potential, karma, in our mind. So we can do this. It's so kind of Geshe-la. The great kindness is appearing this temple, then giving us this explanation so we can engage in these meaningful practices. It's auspicious to enter the door anyway. But if we enter the door as a faithful Kadampa disciple, remembering its meaning, that karma is so much more powerful than just anyone entering the door, which is also auspicious and creates uncontaminated imprints that will eventually lead to enlightenment. But we're faithful Kadampa practitioners, so we need to use these opportunities. So I'll just repeat so that we've all heard this instruction. The four doors, therefore, teach us the spiritual path. As Geshe-la said, he said, we must enter the four doors, develop four special wisdom realizations that understand ultimate truth, emptiness. Therefore, whenever we see any of the four doors, they immediately teach us, if we really want permanent liberation from suffering and problems, we must enter one of the four doors, realize ultimate truth. So we're making this prayer, creating this karma every time we come through the door. Wonderful.